This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We start today with the ongoing Spotify controversy. Now, you'll recall Monday we had a conversation all about Spotify, how the platform works, how artists on it are compensated. At the center of it all was Joe Rogan and his podcast. Spotify spent the first few weeks this year under fire from listeners and artists alike, including names like Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, for letting Rogan's show stay on the platform when it included COVID-19 and vaccine misinformation. Spotify eventually did remove nearly 70 episodes of the Rogan podcast from the platform. They weren't, however, the only ones giving and getting pushback. In late December, local family physician and Harvard Medical School lecturer Dr. John Abramson joined Joe Rogan on the podcast to talk about Big Pharma, found himself also talking about COVID misinformation. He joins us now to discuss his Joe Rogan experience. Dr. Abramson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tiziana.
So I want to note that I suspect many listeners who have been following this controversy think we are going to have one kind of conversation, but I don't think that's the conversation we're going to have. I listened to much of, and it was 2.5 hours, and we booked you today, so I didn't listen to all of, but I listened to much of your conversation with Joe Rogan. It was not a smackdown. Tell me why you went on and what you were expecting.
Tiziana, I went on because what a rare opportunity to explain to people in Joe Rogan's audience a balanced view of the benefits of COVID vaccination, and had come from somebody who's a real critic of the pharmaceutical industry, who really understands what is going on with the pharmaceutical industry and how sometimes they can misrepresent data and their profiteering gets in the way. But I thought I would take a chance and go on the show, and I found that Joe was perfectly receptive to the ideas that I was bringing forth.
I want to play right away for listeners a little clip. This one I thought was kind of representative of your back and forth with Rogan. This is a place where you two had some discussion about who should get vaccinated.
The whole idea, the binary approach has been everyone needs to get vaccinated. They keep saying it over and over again, even in light of Omicron, where it shows that it's a vaccine escape variant or the vaccines aren't effective with it, even though it's mild.
I don't think you can say that yet.
They have been saying it.
No, it looks like people who are boosted have significant protection against Omicron. From severe illness.
No one's getting severe illness from Omicron. There hasn't been a single death in the United States that's attributed to it.
We're early.
So I want to remind everybody, this was a conversation from December. You're talking about the information we had about Omicron at that time. So there are some things I want to unpack there. And first, Dr. Abramson, this was well into a conversation when you had been telling Rogan quite a bit of bad stuff about Big Pharma. So what were the ideas you were bringing forward to him?
What I was saying was that the pharmaceutical industry's prior job is to make as much money as it can without limit, and that it does that by controlling the knowledge that's available to physicians. It sets the research agenda, and 96% of our clinical research is about drugs and devices. It controls the research process. It owns the data. When articles are peer-reviewed, even in our most prestigious journals, the peer reviewers don't get to see the underlying data. They don't have access to the underlying data. When experts write clinical practice guidelines that set the standards for physicians' practice, the experts who write those clinical practice guidelines don't get access to the underlying data. And the point that I wanted to make is that American medicine is enormously more expensive than the medical care in other wealthy countries. We spend an extra $1.5 trillion. And yet the health of Americans has gone from ranking 38th in the world in 2000 on healthy life expectancy, 2019 pandemic, when we rank 68th in the world. So spending $1.5 trillion extra, our health is plummeting. And the point that the contribution that I can make to this is to explain how the drug industries are controlling and sometimes distorting the information available to physicians about the optimal care they can provide their patients.
So, Dr. Abramson, first, I'm going to acknowledge for our listeners, we're having a little bit of trouble with your sound. We're going to stick with this, but you are cutting in and out a tiny bit, and I think it's always better to just acknowledge that straight up. One of the things that I struggled with in listening to your conversation with Rogan, who was, as you say, really very deeply engaged with your content. And, you know, I'm sure there are going to be people who are going to be yelling at me for saying it was a thoughtful conversation. It was a measured conversation. He was curious. He was engaged. But your message, while established in your book and a part of your research, made room for his beliefs that the vaccine manufacturers are part of a conspiracy. And you heard that a little bit in that cut. He goes on to talk about monoclonal antibodies and the idea that the vaccine companies are trying to shut down people from getting monoclonal antibodies because they'll just make more money by getting more people vaccinated. Were you uncomfortable that your message was creating space for conspiracy theories? And were they hard to combat? I mean, you struggled with the data he was putting forth in a service to his conspiracy theory in that cut that we heard. Do you understand my question?
I do. And it's a really important question. And I think I can explain how the drug industry is controlling data. And right now they're controlling data, not releasing data about the vaccines. I know what they do wrong. And yet that doesn't mean that the vaccines don't work. And that was my real purpose in going on the Rogan show, was to explain, yeah, there are a lot of things wrong with pharma. In fact, if anti-vaxxers are worried about pharma, I can tell them a lot they don't know to worry about pharma. Yet the real world data that we have from the vaccines is overwhelmingly positive. I mean, it's clear with Omicron. I mean, the death rate in the United States has doubled since I had that, or the actual number of deaths in the United States has doubled since I had that conversation with Joe Rogan. And he didn't think that was going to happen. And I was worried about it.
And of course, most of those were among the unvaccinated.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, is that the death rate in unvaccinated people is 20 times higher than the death rate in vaccinated people. So no matter what I have to say about the pharmaceutical industry controlling data and manipulating data and manipulating doctors' knowledge, we now have so much real-world data about the vaccines that it's just obviously clear that these vaccines are saving lives.
So, you know, I think I'm assuming that there are those who knew you both before and after who wanted you to go in sort of fit for bear, right? Pick a fight.
Exactly.
Shut down this misinformation. It was a deep, engaged, thoughtful, 2.5 hour long conversation. Do you feel, two questions. One, were you modeling something that you think is important in how we engage with and dispute misinformation in the moment? And two, did you have any concern that even by doing so, especially given the pushback Spotify is getting right now, that you might have been enabling something at the same time?
Well, I was definitely worried going in that I would be enabling a message that was simplistic and harmful to the public health. I wasn't modeling. I think that would be presumptuous. I was just telling my story. And I've been on the Harvard faculty for about 25 years. I've spent 10 years in litigation where you have to have your facts right or it's going to be patently obvious that there's a bias in that. So I wasn't modeling, but I was trying to present a conversation where we get out of the black and white issue of pharma is horrible and we should reject all their products, or pharma is great and the vaccines are safe and the data shows it when we don't quite have all the data. There's a middle ground, and that's what I was trying to achieve in the dialogue with Joe. And I was enormously gratified to look at the comments, hundreds of comments about that show. And people really appreciated hearing information that was in my attempt to be in the the middle of the story, to tell both sides of the story, and hopefully have the listeners come away with a better understanding of why American healthcare is so expensive and producing such poor results, and at the same time, how to take away the best of American healthcare, not to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Did it cost you anything? We talk a lot about shutting people down. Has anyone shut you down for going on and having your own Joe Rogan experience?
I think it might have cost me a bit in my marriage, but that's healed.
Glad to hear it.
But no, it hasn't. And my wife is wonderful and supportive. It hasn't cost me anything. And I was hugely gratified to see the comments that came from Rogan's listeners saying how much they appreciated a balanced discussion.
I did want to ask you, you have done a lot of litigation. You've been in court. I'm assuming this is my phrase, not yours, that you've worked as an expert witness. Was there anything that you learned from those experiences that helped you in both? It was striking at times hearing Rogan put together data that we knew was data, but that he was assembling in a way to draw one conclusion when you were looking for a different conclusion from the same data. Had you learned anything in the courtroom that helped you?
Absolutely. In the courtroom, but more in deposition. That's where it really goes fist to fist, tough. And it feel like a deposition. And I've said that to folks, to colleagues, that it felt like a deposition. And in fact, it was harder than a deposition for me because the rules of the deposition kind of defined the boundaries of the discussion. And this discussion didn't have any boundaries. And yet, I want to iterate that Joe was a perfect gentleman, and it was a wonderful discussion.
All right. That is Dr. John Abramson, lecturer at Harvard Medical School, author of the new book, Sickening, How Big Pharma Broke American Healthcare and How We Can Repair It. Dr. Abramson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.